Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 4th of July, recording at 8:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a very happy 4th of July to all of our USA subscribers. And now the brief highlights. Asian stock markets, strong pretty much across the boards. European stock markets, very firm. Particularly the emerging European stock markets. And elsewhere, Mexico firm. I see Brazil up a little bit. The U.S. is, of course, closed. In long-dated government bond indices, we had some slippage in here. Fairly chunky, actually, on the bunds. I see they're down 51 ticks. As I speak, 24/100 on the gilts. This needs to be watched. And in other areas, the US dollar slipped a little bit, but it was a very quiet day, but it has been so soft. White sugar rallied. The LME metals were strong, with the exception of nickel, which slipped $50, still looking for a low. And that's pretty much precious metals. Precious metals were firmer in here today. Gold bullion up a dollar at 654.20. Okay. Now, what's going on here overall? Well, first, stock markets, as I mentioned before, had recovered their nerve. And with the help of this technical rally that we have seen in government bond markets. Now, that technical rally is faltering, but it would really take a resumption of the climb in long-dated yields, I think, to really worry investors. That probably won't happen for a while, and possibly it won't happen for a number of months. But again, the surprises tend to be on the downside. And we have government bonds in a global bear market, for certain. It's a bear market that's been underway since June 2003, as I've mentioned on so many occasions. Only most people didn't wake up to it until a few months ago. Now, in contrast, we have a global bull market in stock markets. And this continues despite, or possibly even because of, repeated forecasts of crashes and all the talk that we hear of bubbles. Now, one doesn't want to be complacent in here, but I'll take my cue from the charts, and it's pretty good action. It's orderly action for the most part. We keep hearing about increases in volatility, and well, there's been a tiny bit of that, but volatility remains generally fairly low. The Asian stock markets are still magnificent. The only exception to that is Japan, which is still within its broad range, but it's right on the higher side of that range, and I expect it to break out. Could happen any day now. Break out on the upside. That's what Thailand has done, and we had good follow-through in here today. That's a terrific catch-up candidate. India's pushed through to new high ground in here. After that dull performance we saw during the first half of the year, predictably so, I would not be at all surprised to see a very superior performance. Interestingly, some feedback I get from one of our Indian subscribers just tells me that nobody's talking about the stock market very much. So we certainly don't have any kind of euphoric atmosphere among Indian private investors at any rate, and that's probably not all that surprising given the long time in which India has ranged and the number of times during that range that it's backed away from its highs. That suggests a pent-up demand in the market, which could easily propel it higher in this environment. And the Asian markets that were doing well all along have continued to do well. Now, China is an exception to that, though. But China did so spectacularly well that for it to spend a number of months in a trading range where it's being managed by the Chinese government rather effectively is a healthy sign, really, rather than developing a bigger bubble. And in terms of currencies, now I've done a major currency feature in here, technical review on this, using long-term charts, and I think anyone who's remotely interested in currencies should have a look at it, because the quick summary here is that absolutely nobody's talking about a US dollar slump. I remember 2.5 years ago, they were all talking about a dollar crash, because the dollar had been weak for some time. Well, the dollar has been ranging for such a long time, although it's on the lower side of that range on its US dollar index. They are still fairly complacent about it. That's partly because the dollar has not broken downwards, or I'll put it the other way around. The European currencies have not broken upwards against the dollar, except for sterling and I believe the Norwegian crown. But the euro is the big one psychologically, and then the Swiss franc is an old favorite. But you look at again, sterling's through, Norwegian crown is through, the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, they're through. We see so much strength here. We're getting some massive breakouts. Canadian dollar's through. Really, really important breakouts. Some of these extending back for more than 20 years against the dollar. And if that 80 level goes on the US dollar index, and I think it will, that will really push some, produce some headlines, I should say. Currently, the dollar index is just under a point and a half above that level, 81.43 to be precise. So I think this is going to be important. And in the "oh, not that again" category, what might it be important for? Well, it would certainly be important for precious metals at a time when, gold has slipped below the radar, certainly of central banks, and its underperformance relative to stock markets has been such that people have been drifting out of all those bullion funds. Now, the prudent move here would be to wait till we get a clear upward dynamic, and not least against some of the stronger currencies. But I think that will happen, or I think certainly we will get a gold surge in US dollar terms if we get a dollar, if we get the dollar taking a sharp downward move. And that's what I expect, and it'll probably occur before the end of the year. And what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. So, again, all the best. All markets will be back, and therefore leading to presumably some more lively sessions tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.